Okay, let's turn our attention now to another player in the presidential contest, the news media, if we may. Mike, you talked earlier today with one of the nation's most prominent editors and real very significant journalist who sets the agenda for the rest of us, Gail Collins. She runs the editorial page of the New York Times.
Yeah, and I asked her about what you just said. Is the New York Times, our editorial pages of newspapers in general, really significant anymore? What role do they play in our politics? Gail was a very successful and popular columnist for the New York Times during the 2000 election, and she went from that to becoming editorial page editor, which I guess in bureaucratic terms is a promotion. But did you find that your influence and the buzz about your articles went up or down when you gave up the column and became the editorial page editor?
It's funny. Your influence, I think, probably goes up, but your profile goes down. People that I meet on the street keep looking at me as if I've been away for a long time. You know, they don't see me anymore. I don't do as much TV. I don't do as much sort of hanging around as I used to.
But it doesn't a newspaper editorial really carry weight the way they used to, has that role been taken over by columnists, TV commentators, and so on and so forth?
It depends. I think that the newspaper editorials, or at least the only ones I'm familiar with, the Times editorials, as far as how they affect the world goes, I do think that they still have a very important role in creating the conversation. I don't know that most politicians get up in the morning or most government officials and say, oh my God, I won't do that because the paper says that's a bad thing. But I do think it makes the conversation among the people who do that stuff, and it has an influence in that way.
Well, when you're sitting around with your colleagues, how many people are there on the editorial board?
There's 14 people on the board.
So you sit around a big table and take votes like the Supreme Court, or how does it work?
No, we don't take votes. We meet three times a week, and everybody's got their own areas that they're particularly expert in. But everyone regards themselves as expert in everything. So we have lively conversations about the issues of the day, and then people go back and write. And when they file, they file into a computer queue where everybody else can see it. So if somebody wants to weigh in or object to something, then they can be heard.
So you're the first woman editorial page editor of what is, I think everyone would concede, the most influential editorial page in the United States. Does that make a difference in the year 2003, or is that really something hardly worth noting?
Well, I must say that was part of the lure of the job. There's not that many first woman things left, and you know nobody was going to make me baseball commissioner, so this seemed like a good opportunity on that front. You know, people often ask me, I've been on tour with this book, America's Women, now for a couple of weeks, and they often ask me if the Times has ever changed its positions on anything, and I generally do say, yeah, we changed our position on women's suffrage. The Times was opposed to giving women the right to vote for about 100 years, and they really only turned around about 3 seconds before the last state ratified the amendment in 1920. And when I go into the boardroom where we have these big meetings, there are two portraits that look across at me, Henry Raymond and Charles Miller, who were the two great editorial page editors of that long period when we were opposed to giving women the right to vote. So I always like to go in the morning, you know, and say, you know, Henry, Charles, hi, it's me, Gail. I got your job.
That's great. Anyway, as Larry King says, Gail Collins, the book is called America's Women, 400 Years of Dolls, Drudges, Helpmates, and Heroines, and it's published by William Morrow, HarperCollins. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you.
That interview on Day to Day by Mike Kinsley from Slate. Mike, thank you for that, and we'll watch developments in Iowa and elsewhere and see if there's any fallout by next week.
I'll be watching too. Thanks, Alex.